You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Hey, everybody. It's Terry and Sherry, and it's 30 Years of Nonsense. It's actually 1 year today.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. I'm very excited because we're literally 1 year today we started this adventure.
So we've done adventure. 52 shows.
Today will be our 52nd show. Yeah,
it's crazy. Yeah, we haven't missed a week.
Now
we only pre-recorded once.
Yeah.
And we realized we didn't like that.
Oh, I hated it.
We're much better when we're live and we're on the fly. It was just awkward and we don't want to do that again.
Yeah, I didn't like how it all lined up. I know Karen did a really good job kind of making it work for us, but personally, it didn't work for me.
No, we won't do it again. We'll most likely just keep showing up, which we hope everybody's enjoying as much as we are because we're having lots of fun.
Yeah.
So what do you remember about our first show?
I was nervous. And it was nervous just to make sure because the board and making sure we didn't have any drops or dead air and kind of the things that, you know, you'd be nervous with any first job.
Well, the technical
right?
like stuff.
The technical piece. And then you're like, did I forget something? Did I not do it right? Just kind of the smooth transitions. Oops.
Like that?
Like that. Not like that.
You said after a year you had it.
Yeah, no, but it's funny. I thought I pressed pause, but then I forgot I had pressed play just to move it along. So those kind of silly mistakes I was hoping we wouldn't be making today.
A year later.
But you do.
At least it happens. We're real and we're live.
Yeah, it does happen.
They always say that you shouldn't be perfect and you shouldn't be curated because it makes you unrelatable. So even sometimes when I make a video and I stumble or I mix up my words or whatnot, I keep going because if you are too perfect, like I said, you're not relatable. Everybody stumbles and everybody has their dog walk in the middle of their video or their cat crawl across their Zoom screen or whatnot. So it just makes you real.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love doing the show because it's kind of a transition from my work day, my real work day, into this. And then, you know, we have a great night. And then tomorrow, work. And then back into DJing. And then usually something fun over the weekend, be it DJing or house stuff or whatever. So this is, I mean, this has become very cathartic for me.
Yeah, I think my biggest lesson from this was that almost everything we do, and I know I've said this before, but not to our listeners, everything that we do is either your thing and I'm helping, or my thing and you're helping. And this is the only thing that's our thing with nobody sort of in the lead position.
And that's great. I love that.
It's actually fun. So yeah. We have to collaborate and nobody gets to say, at the end of the day, it's a DJ thing, or at the end of the day, it's a real estate thing. So I ultimately make the decision. So this is really fun because we either have to figure it out or we just do some silliness. But I really like that this is our joint project together.
Yeah.
And we do it because we love it. Honestly, folks, we're not getting paid for this.
No.
So we do it because we enjoy it and we do it because we love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you said, what did I enjoy about, you know, the first show or whatever?
Yeah.
What do I remember? What do you remember?
I was really, really nervous. You've had radio experience previously, and I had not had radio experience, so this was all very intimidating. I love this place. If anybody ever gets the opportunity to tour CFRC. See, you're supposed to bumble.
Yeah.
If you ever get the opportunity to
You're meant to
tour,
get the call sign right, though.
Right.
Let's go with that.
CFRC, please take the opportunity because it's very cool in here. The place has been around for over 100 years, and you can tell, but it's just full of history and memories and archives and things like that, so it's very cool.
It's very nostalgic, for sure.
But the first time that we sat down here, I was literally sweating, and I thought I was going to throw up, and now I don't. I just sit down, so like anything, the more you practice, the more confident, more comfortable you get at it.
100%.
And we definitely feel that way now, and we plan to continue to keep doing this as long as they'll have us. And now we are on 31 years of nonsense.
Absolutely.
We're not going to change the name of the show.
No, we're not. But it's funny because I'm looking to do another show myself later on a Friday night, like overnight or whatever. And you're like, I want nothing to do with that.
Seriously, you want an overnight show. And
I do. I want a midnight to 2 a.m.
like a normal person.
Yeah, I want a midnight to 2 a.m. show on Friday nights. And I know the person who's doing it is leaving at the end of August. And so in September, I'm hoping I get that show. So, and that'll be a fun show.
I will never listen live.
No, I bet you
won't. I'll probably listen to you on replay,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I will
but
never
okay.
listen live because between midnight to 2 a.m., there's a 99.9% chance that I am sleeping.
Yeah, so we'll worry about that when we get there. But I mean, I've really enjoyed the last 51 weeks of doing this with you. It's been a lot of fun. It's been really interesting just picking music and kind of deciding what it's going to be week to week.
Yeah, we do this as a shared project. A lot of times we do it on a car trip. So if we have a long car drive to Toronto or to the trailer or wherever we might be going, it's a great way to pass time. We have a shared love for music, so we will say things like, oh, did you know this? And what's the name of that band? And let's write that down because that would be a great topic. And so it's just something that we collaborate on, which is really fun. And we quite enjoy that. So yeah, it's been fantastic. And like I said, we continue to plan to do this as long as they'll have us.
Yeah, absolutely. I picked a couple of bands that I really like that we may have played in the last year. We may not have. I can't even remember. I could go back and take a look, but I picked some really good songs that I like and I enjoy. And I looked at my music from the last year on the system that we use for listening to music and playing our music. So I looked and went back and I found that these were some bands that I quite enjoy. They may not be mainstream or whatever, a couple of them, but I've really enjoyed playing them, listening to them. So I thought I would play them today. And they were all concerts that I've seen. So that was kind of the trigger for me. Last week I talked with Kieran about the Rogers Stadium. And I laugh because we were talking about the whole debacle with Coldplay this week. So Coldplay's lead singer came out and was furious with the whole Rogers Stadium. But it really turns out that I believe, and I may be corrected at some point, but my understanding is he thought he was playing at Rogers Center, which is downtown, and that's where his hotel is, only to find out he's actually playing uptown, midtown, at Rogers Stadium in an open air facility.
Where is this new place?
It's in the Downsview. It's the old Downsview.
Oh, okay.
Where all the raves used to be.
Right,
so
okay.
It's so funny that he's playing there in this open air stadium, and it's kind of surrounded by a lot of houses and, you know, but it's kind of out of the way at the same time. I know people have been complaining about the walk into the place. If they get dropped off by Uber at the wrong place, they've got a 30-minute walk around the fenced yard to get to the entrance for walk-ins. And then getting out of the place has been a complete nightmare. It's been up to 2 hours and people are throwing trash on people's lawns. And then yet there's some other people saying, hey, this is fantastic. I open my window at night and can listen to a Coldplay concert.
Right.
And don't have to even go inside. I can literally hear it word for word. Whereas other people are like, this is way too loud.
Well,
for a neighborhood. So they've got to figure it out.
Yeah, there's going to be pros and cons to the neighborhood, but ultimately it may hurt the neighborhood.
Yeah, so what I did is I picked concerts that I really enjoyed in the last, 50 years. The first one I started off with was Depeche Mode. So it's not been 50 years, but I went back into the 80s for all of these, actually. This, my first few anyway. So I started with Depeche Mode. I loved seeing Depeche Mode. Their opening was incredible. It was just fog machines and lights and lasers, and it was so cool. And just, they were really one of the best synth bands from the 80s, like just synthesizer music. It's really, really good. So I'm going to start us off with a little Depeche Mode. Here we go. Never Let Us Down Again, or Never Let Me Down Again. you really get this feel of that synth as it goes in and out on that song, right?
Yeah, it is absolutely iconic Depeche Mode.
It is. I'm just going to fade that out there. So what's really interesting about this band is they had, early on, they had some changes. So, I mean, the band was originally Vince Clark, Andy Fletcher, and Martin Gore. And they were the basic three guys for Depeche Mode. And they had their first album in 81, which included like an iconic, I mean, a smash hit, Just Can't Get Enough. And I still play that.
I listen to that today.
Right? Like you just, it's a song that
you just can't get enough.
Yeah, you just can't get enough of. It's and it's really funny because I play that at almost every wedding that I'm at. So it's just wild that that's still going on today. So, I mean, that's 44 years after it came out.
Oh, good
I'm
for
still
them.
Playing that song, right?
Good for them. I'm sure they're collecting great residuals on
oh,
this.
I'm sure they are. So, and then right after that album release, the main guy, Vince Clark, their lead singer, leaves the band.
Oh.
And he goes on to form Yazoo and then later Erasure. So
not as popular.
Erasure in
maybe,
my
but yeah, not but Yazoo. I mean,
no. Well, Yaz, right? So in the UK they were called Yazoo, and here in North America they were just called Yaz. There was something behind that. I think there already was a band here called Yazoo. So but yeah, I mean, and then you get Dave Gannon and he goes on and he is their lead singer and he starts taking over the writing and all that stuff. It's just wild. I mean, they broke into US radio or US without any radio actually, right? They actually did the 1988 Super Rose Bowl concert, which drew over 60,000 fans and actually became a lot of the footage for the documentary, which we watched again recently, which was 101. The 101 documentary, yep. Which was really, really cool. I mean, Depeche Mode sold over 100 million records worldwide. They've had 54 songs in the UK singles charts and 17 top albums in the UK as well. So it's pretty wild. I mean, I think they're amazing. I mean, the band did break up. They were inducted into the Hall of Fame, in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2020. Again, that whole thing, it takes so long to get into it. But yeah, I mean, their main guy, Andy Fletcher, he died unfortunately in 2022. And that just kind of, you know, there's no going back from that.
No, there generally is not going back from death.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's pretty wild. So what do you've got for your songs and where are you going today?
Okay, so in the category of we did not agree on a theme for today.
Well, there was no real theme in my opinion,
I had a theme,
right?
And you didn't want to play along.
No, I didn't.
So I wanted to do artists we had been newly introduced to in the past year, and you wanted to do concerts you liked.
Yes,
and clearly
we're doing
that's
both.
What we did.
Yeah.
So I'm doing artists that I've been introduced to in the last year, and you're doing concerts. So that's how our life goes, and it's fine. Hopefully it's interesting and relevant to everybody and anybody. At this point, I actually wanted to share a little bit of a TikTok story. So I am not somebody who is on TikTok generally, and I started to look at TikTok a little bit more in the last, say, 2 months or so. And I get it, how it's a little bit addictive.
Yeah.
And not good for you. So I was, you know, you'd look at, I do, honestly, I'm bored of social media. And I know that I am part of social media and I'm part of the noise of social media because of what I do for a career. I have to be there. But I'm kind of bored of social media because you go on Facebook or you go on Instagram or even LinkedIn and it's really just news and ads and nothing good.
Okay.
Because the world's kind of messy right now.
Sure.
So there's a lot of news and ads. So say a year or so ago when I used to look at TikTok, there would be cute puppy videos and little baby things that were cute or like Irish comedians that we enjoyed together and we would watch a few things. So I thought, I just want to be amused. I've done looking at Facebook and things like that for the day. Let me just see what's going on TikTok that used to make me laugh. And so I was doing it and it was not really good. I realized that it wasn't bringing anything positive to my life and it was telling me and exposing me to things that I didn't need to know about. So there's a lot of hate in the world, and there's a lot of anger in the world, and there's a lot of really negative people that on the surface start out to be a little bit funny, but when you really think about it, you're like, this really isn't funny, and I don't know, this isn't adding value to my life. So subsequently, I've already deleted TikTok off my phone.
Really?
I did.
So you're gone.
I'm gone. I was in and out in about 45 days.
What's funny is I never really got into it. People would share videos.
You're not allowed to because of your work phone.
No, but I'm just saying, just in general, people would send me TikTok videos. I would watch them and go, oh, okay. But because I wasn't on it, right. On a regular basis.
You get addicted. It gets you.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to be in.
Right.
Right?
You don't want to get addicted to one more thing that we don't need to.
Yeah.
So all that to say that the one good thing that came out of TikTok was I was introduced to a new artist, which I think is pretty fun and pretty cutesy. So I wanted to share that with everybody today. I was introduced to Elizabeth Nichols, and Elizabeth sings a song called I Got a New One.
Yeah.
And it's really funny. It's really cute. So she's an adorable young country singer, and she went viral on TikTok in 2023 with this song. Apparently I'm a late adopter because I just heard it in 2025.
Sure.
But it was like when I said the Man song with Taylor Swift was new.
Yeah.
And you're like, Sherry, it's been out for 6 years.
Yeah, it's been around forever.
I'm a little late adopter.
Yeah, and that's fine. I mean, if you're not out playing music on a regular basis, you're not gonna
Right? I do what I do, and it doesn't include being up on all the current trends and things like that. But I got introduced to her anyways. She already broke out in 2023. I caught on this year. And she did become famous from her TikTok debut. She got to the point where she actually got a recording label. She's had like a resurgence because Kelly Clarkson recently sang the song. And so Kelly Clarkson kind of took it, gave it its own spin, and gave it some new reattention. So it's really, really fun. And the interesting thing was, so Elizabeth was in law school. And dropped out of law school because obviously her music career was taking off, and obviously saw the opportunity there and jumped on that bandwagon. So she is an artist I've newly been introduced to this year, and it's a really fun, cutesy song, and I wanted you to play it so we can share it with all our listeners.
All right.
Want to go ahead?
Yeah, absolutely. Here we go.
One, two.
My boyfriend and I just got in a fight. He said he doesn't like what I'm wearing tonight. Losing his mind, it's too short, it's too tight. Who are you trying to impress? I don't tell him what to wear or tell him what to do. If I ever did, I'd start with them boots. He should be grateful that I look this cute. He said it's me or that dress. So I went and got a new one. And his name is Charlie. Got a handlebar stash and a Harley. Keeps a bottle opener on his car keys. And he likes having fun.
Yeah, he does.
Hates when I say sorry. Lets me wear what I want to the party. Thinks low-rise jeans are artsy. Yeah, I got a new one. Well, Charlie didn't care what I wanted to wear. Said he gets hot and bothered when the other guys stare. He took me out. Swim me around till the night's end. And my friend back home came passing through the city. Who I don't think he's cute, and he don't think I'm pretty. But Charlie wouldn't let him go anywhere with me. He said it's me or that friend. So I went and got a new one. And his name is Jackson. It's like Charlie never even happened. He's tall and he kisses with an accent. He likes having fun. He looks real dashing. Thinks extroverts are attractive. Only makes me cry when I'm laughing. Yeah, I got a new one.
Hey there, Kingston. Looking for the latest in arts and culture? Join me, Ellie Stern, Friday, 3 to 4 p.m. for the Kingston Curator. Featuring interviews with artists themselves, I'll explore what's happening around town. From live music and theater to gallery shows, festivals, and more. Catch it live on CFRC 101.9 FM, stream at cfrc.ca, or listen anytime on the CFRC Podcast Network. The Kingston Curator, your backstage pass to Kingston's creative scene.
Well, that was a cute song.
How fun is that?
That is fun. I mean, it's just basically her saying, hey, you know, you're not working out. I'm moving on to the next.
And if you saw her, she could get as many as she wants. She's adorable.
It's a cute little song. It almost reminds me of Thank You Next as well.
Yeah, right? Same kind of
theme for sure. But so she just popped up as a TikTok artist? Is that where she came from?
Yeah, she did TikTok, thought I would like her, and it was right.
Well, that's awesome.
Yes, so you're going to talk next about Billy Bragg.
I am, and I think we've talked about him in the past. I really like this guy. For me, he's just kind of melancholy. He does protest songs. He's political.
Wow, that's way different than my choice.
Yeah, well, I know, but I mean, it's something that reminds me of, like, when I was in the 80s, it was a really cool, fun concert to go see. And he was rough and tumble, and he just got up on stage and just, you know, belted it out. He's banned in Australia, or he was banned in Australia for his political views. I mean, he's English, and he used to just bash the Queen. So in Australia, which, you know, is part of the Commonwealth and they love the Queen, they wanted nothing to do with it, so they actually kicked him out of Australia.
All right.
So, yeah, we're going to play a little Billy Bragg here. It's called Levi Stubbs Tears. I think the song is fantastic. I hope you guys do as well. Look him up. He's got some really good songs. And we'll come back. We'll speak a few facts about him, and then we'll move on. All right, here we go, guys.
Some enjoyment out of being alive. No one could say that she was lift up on the shelf. It's you and me against the world, kid, she mumbled to herself. They left her heart in pieces on the floor. When the world falls apart, something's dying light. She takes her off the full tops tight and puts it back in its case. When the world falls apart, something's dying light. Levi stops tears. Thank you.
So it's much different than what you had on.
Much more mellow.
Yeah, but
I
mean,
go back to my fun, happy song.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a place and time for everything, right? So I just said, like, it's something that I do like to listen to. It's like when I like to cut the grass, I only listen to Tracy Chapman, right? So there's those kind of things. I mean, he is, for all intents and purposes, a political protester, right? Like, he, all of his stuff, for the most part, all has to do with politics, the labor movement, keeping the labor unions together. He's a very big political rights person. He just, I mean, he's been arrested multiple times, I'm sure, for all of his stuff. So, you know, it, I think he's great. And for me, he's, you know, he wrote one great song, or not a great song. He's written tons of great songs, but he's got a song called A New England. And then it later became famous by Christy McCall of the Pogues, right? Like, they re-recorded it and became a huge hit for them as well. So, I don't know. I really like him. I thought it was kind of something I had to play today.
All right. Well, yeah, that's what you wanted to share on your anniversary show.
It is. Okay. All right. Let's move on to your next one. And I enjoy this as well. I've got to be honest. I'm really looking forward to playing this.
Oh, I downloaded all his music.
Did you really?
Every song is great. And some of them I'm just newly being introduced to, but I literally went to our streaming service and just clicked download all.
Oh, did you? Okay.
And
wow,
they're fantastic. So we're talking about Ben Fuller. And I probably knew of him and recognized some of his songs, but I really got reintroduced to him when we were in Nashville. So as we shared, we went to Nashville just recently, and we thought we were going to see a full Carrie Underwood show, which was not a full Carrie Underwood show. It was basically some people and Carrie Underwood. And we were introduced to Ben Fuller, and he's a fantastic Christian artist who sings directly from his heart. And then, of course, the pivotal moment of the show was when he does this duet that we're going to play with Carrie Underwood, and she walked out on the stage, and it was kind of like you didn't expect her at that time. I thought she was coming after the intermission, and then she came out in the middle of his song, sang this song with him, and then she also did her own set, which was fantastic. And she's just a doll.
But the really cool thing about this concert was that was she, you have to be invited to play at the Grand Ole Opry. And I think we may have spoke about this. I'm not sure if we did.
We did.
But did we?
Yeah.
So
you gotta talk about it again.
No.
We have new listeners.
Yeah. So I mean, Ben Fuller was invited by Carrie Underwood, and it was his first show. So it was the first time he had actually stepped on the stage, been in the circle, and done all of that.
Oh, it was phenomenal.
And he was incredible. I'd known of him before, but I mean, I didn't know that he had all these different collabs with her and other people, and it was just, it was amazing.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So a couple of facts about him is he was born in 1987 and raised on a dairy farm in South Vermont. He grew up singing classic country tunes and working on his farm, but he moved to Nashville in 2018. Unfortunately, he struggled with cocaine and alcohol addictions. And in 2017, he lost a best friend, and that brought him to his faith. So he has now found faith in sobriety. And now through his music, he's sharing his hopes of journey, healing, and grace through that experience. And he sings and collaborates with a lot of really well-renowned Christian artists, including the Casting Crowns, which we absolutely love, Zach Williams, and We Are Messenger. And when you actually really listen to the lyrics of these songs, they're very powerful and they're very meaningful. What are you giggling about?
I'm laughing because it's all the bands that I really, really love. So Casting Crowns, we've seen multiple times. We Are Messengers opened up for Casting Crowns. And
well, so did he, actually.
Yeah, so did.
And speaking of TikTok, he actually had his own, what do you call it, like went viral on TikTok. He had 48 million streams on TikTok of the song If I Got Jesus, which, again, I'm not going to get on my soapbox or anything, but we all need a little hope right now in the world. So if something is uplifting and giving hope and giving positivity, then obviously people are resonating with it. If 48 million people listen to it.
Do you want to play?
I do. I want to share his collaboration with Carrie Underwood.
All right. And it was called If It Was.
If It Was Up to Me.
Up to Me. Yeah. All right. Let's go.
Okay.
That's not how it's been. I'm at the part of the movie when the good guy might not win. Did I take a wrong turn? Why do you have me here? I want that happy ending, not this one where I'm in tears. Yeah, we both know
If it was up to me, there'd be no gravel roads, no wounds, no blisters on my soul. Pain might come, but it wouldn't come for me. If it was up to me, I'd take the easy ride, but I'd miss the grace that changed my life. Thank God I'm not the one in charge of things. I'd never know how good your plans could be if it was up to me. If it was up to me, there'd be no gravel roads, no wounds, no blisters on my soul. Pain might come, but it wouldn't come for me. If it was up to me, I'd take the easy ride, but I'd miss the grace that changed my life. Thank God I'm not the one in charge of things. I never know how good your plans could be. If it was up to me.
Someone in Ontario is visiting a food bank. It's non-stop. But through Feed Ontario, a network of more than 1,200 food banks and hunger relief organizations, you can help anyone who needs food find food. Every dollar you donate to Feed Ontario can provide two meals for someone who's hungry. To learn how and how you can help, go to feedontariotogether.ca. And let's make these bells stop ringing.
Great song.
Absolutely. I'm all pumped back up again. It's funny because I feel like we're like the odd couple or something.
Well, today for sure.
Or opposites attract.
Yeah, yeah.
We should play that song.
Yin and yang, frick
yeah.
and frack.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
You're very mellow and serious, and I'm very poppy. And
yeah, it's just my week. It's just been my week.
All right.
All right. Let's talk about our weekend.
Oh, okay. We're going there.
We are going there because we got to get it in, and I think we're going to run out of time as usual.
You have so many songs lined up.
I know, but I'm not going to get to
them. There's no way we're getting to them.
No, no. All right. Well, let's talk about our weekend. So tomorrow night, obviously, we're at Loafin' Ale. First responders, still getting that 10% off. And I've seen some people now who are first responders. So it's military, police, ambulance, fire, paramedics, anybody first responder. You come in, you show your ID, tell them you're a first responder, you get 10% off your food.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. I think
well
it's great.
Well done, Loafin' Ale.
Very good. So tomorrow night, we're going to be there as usual. And we've, like we said, we've changed it up for the summer. So we're there from 7:30 to 10. We're only doing three rounds. It seems very quick,
it
actually.
It was lovely. I think we were home by 10:30 last
week. Yeah, it was really,
really
quick.
And we had somewhere to be Saturday morning, so it was really appreciated that we were home early.
Yeah, so.
And well, we have somewhere to be this weekend, too.
Well, it's going
to
be no different. So this weekend, it's all about me, though.
It is.
It's crazy. So Friday night, tomorrow night, we're going to do three rounds, as usual. First round, and in no particular order, but We're going to do Christmas in July.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, so we're going to do some Christmas songs. I mean, it's the Hallmark thing, right? Like they're doing their Christmas in July movies. So I thought it'd be fun if we do that. Then I'm going to do songs by number. So if there's a number in the song, we'll do that. One, two, step, that kind of stuff. And then the last one, and it actually came to me through Kieran. He was playing a song for me last night called Pretty Face. And it was a sample of another song. And it's somebody that he likes, Hoodie Allen, was sampling their song, and I've been listening to it nonstop. I was actually going to play it today, but I won't because I may use it tomorrow in my thing. So I'm going to play the sample. I'm going to be looking for the original artist and the original song, but I'm going to play the sample out of it tomorrow. I mean, last week we did it, and I played Sister Sledge, and everybody thought it was something else, and it clearly wasn't once the words kicked in. But yeah, it was great. So that's what I'm doing tomorrow night. And then Saturday morning, we're getting up bright and early, and we're driving to Laval, Quebec.
Right.
Or just north of Laval, Quebec, actually, in the country. And we're going to a country club, and I'm DJing a wedding for a couple from Vancouver.
Lovely.
So it's going to be a busy day. So there's a 3.5-hour drive, followed by a ceremony.
By a 12-hour wedding.
Yeah. And then the ceremony reception, and then pack up, drive back to the hotel. Or actually, the hotel's right there. So
oh, good. So yeah, maybe I can nap during the reception.
Yeah, maybe. and then head back on Sunday morning, and then we got tons of stuff going on around the house on Sunday with friends coming over and
stuff. I don't want to rush. However, so yeah, actually, I'm not having a real estate-related weekend.
Not at all, which is crazy.
Which is nice, which is funny, given I put a new house on the market today, so obviously my teammate will be helping me if we have lots of showings, so that's a good thing, but that's why you have teammates.
Yeah, and I put up all those signs for you.
You did. You're very proud of yourself.
I am.
The directional signs are working because I've had multiple calls about the property before it even hit the market.
Yeah.
So Terry's all like, that's all me.
It is all me.
Of course.
So, that's our weekend.
That's it. So, you want to talk about the Cult next?
I do, and I mean, I love this band. This band was iconic 80s for me.
They really liked the 80s.
I love the
80s. Talking about the 80s.
Well, the 80s.
I'm happy now.
I'm happy now too. Yeah. But I just love the music of the 80s more than and I think it just has to do with, you know, you're a teenager, you're young, you're free. 80s. Yeah, I was also in my 20s, maybe. No, I'm pretty close to 20. 91. I guess I turned 20, but that kind of, that always, you know, the music of your, that formed your youth.
I agree. I also love it. I just was more.
And I mean, I do a ton of weddings where people request 80s music. So
good.
It's wild.
I hope this one on the weekend is, because I'm going and I want to listen to 80s music.
What's crazy? So brides and grooms typically send me some music for their wedding, and I, you know, it's good. It helps me kind of curate their wedding and whatever. This couple sent me over almost 7 hours worth of music that they want me to play.
Like, I'm like, well, we can just put it on play and go.
I'm like, you've made this very easy for me.
What and kind it's of not music all, is it?
It's a lot of 80s. I got to be honest.
Okay.
So, but there's a mix of everything. There's 70s in there. There's some 60s right through to new stuff, a few Taylor Swift songs, obviously, and you know that, but you know what is in there? The Killers.
I don't know that.
Yeah, you do.
Well, it's I'm sure you're going to tell me.
But it, you know, it's the Killers.
You're also going to tell me Mr. Brightside is the biggest wedding song ever.
It's Mr. Brightside by the Killers.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, funny. I wasn't being funny. I thought that was something different.
No. So they did request it.
Of course they did.
Yeah. They requested a few Killer songs, but they did request Mr. Brightside. It's funny that you were like, you didn't put the two back to back again. But yeah. So let's play a little The Cult. I do get a lot of She Sells Sanctuary or Little Devil and stuff, but I thought I would play Edie. It's a great song, and it just, you know, it kind of speaks to my 80s. All right, here we go.
Little world shaker. Oh,
Again, I think I'm picking a lot of slow melodic songs today.
You are. Do you know how nice it is outside and how happy and the sunny the world is? It's just one of those happy days. We should be walking on sunshine, not being mellow.
Yeah, I guess we could. I mean, it's just funny. Well, you know, I'm going to give you a few cult facts before we get going. So on this, so they were originally called the Southern Death Cult and then just called the Death Cult. And then by 1984, when they released their debut album as the Cult. But
that's
they
better.
Had a few name changes. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Really interesting fact. And I mean, we've talked about Rick Rubin a few times now, and his name keeps coming up when you talk about some really big songs and big artists. Rick Rubin actually convinced the Cult to sing the song Love Removal Machine, which was literally, I think it's probably one of their biggest hits. It was almost a Rolling Stones hit.
Interesting.
It almost went to the Rolling Stones. And then Rick Rubin said, hey, I think you guys should try this. Strip it down a little, try it out, make it a little more rocky. I don't know which other version, because obviously you never get to hear the original version of it, but unless it was out by somebody else. But I guess a singer-songwriter prepared it, and then they kind of rocked it up and made it their own. And it was amazing. It was on their Electric album. I actually saw that concert. It was one of my favorite rock concerts at the CNE. So it brings me back to Exhibition Stadium.
Oh, seeing, that's nostalgic for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, seeing them there at the X was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think I've talked about this before. The first time I saw them, they opened, the first time I saw them, Motley Crue? Somebody opened up for them. I think it was Motley Crue opened up for them. And they got booed off stage. And then a year later, they came back and they opened up for them.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it's funny. It's just crazy how things happen. But it was, I loved that album. The Electric album was crazy. Yeah, I think it's amazing. I don't know what else to say. It just is great.
Okay.
So let's talk about this new song. So this is, again, you were talking about new stuff, and I was taking that to heart yesterday, and at the same time as I wanted to do some concerts, and I've got a couple left here on my list. So we'll jump back to mine again. So I'm sorry.
Well, he won't let me play mine because it has an E beside it.
Yes, yeah, so
which
explicit
means it's
lyrics.
Explicit, but I can't remember. We're going to listen on the way home how explicit, because literally it's Luke Bryan. How explicit can it be?
It doesn't matter. It's got Quavo in it.
I know,
so
but
it's
I listen
have,
to it. It doesn't
I know, but it,
have the bad words.
Well, you don't
That's
know.
The big bad words.
Well, you don't know. So
you won't let me play it. So I'm
not
going
to play it. So yeah. So, but it's because it's funny because I wanted to play Pretty Face, which was the Hoodie Allen song, but it had an E at it. And I listened to it, and I was like, oh, I can't play this. Did have the F word in it, so I'm not going to do it.
I don't think mine has the F word.
Well, it doesn't matter. We're just going to stay away from it. So this here is Big X the Plug and Shaboozy. And Karen was playing it for me, and he's like, man, you got to hear this song. And I'm like, yeah, this is going into my rotation for sure. I really like this. I think I may actually do a round called Take Me Home. So it's all songs about home for trivia one night, because you know you've got Michael Bublé's home and all sorts of different home songs,
yeah.
Right?
And I could sponsor it.
Yeah. Yeah, you could. That'd be funny. So maybe we'll do a round next week called Take Me Home.
Okay.
And we'll give out gift cards for the LCBO so you can go home and drink.
Okay.
All right. So
I don't know
do
the
that.
Song at all, so I'm hearing it live for the first time with everybody else, unless I hear it and go, oh yeah, I have heard it.
Yeah, you know, I think
I'm cooler than I think I am.
Yeah, I think you are too. So let's hear this. It's not a really long song, which is funny because it's only 2 minutes and 15 seconds, which is kind of how I feel about Shaboozy. His stuff is really, in my opinion, pretty short. And but I really like this song, and I'm really glad that Karen introduced us to it.
All right.
Last thing you'll see is smoke as I'm moving on. You took all the love I gave and left me all alone. I'm traveling on this road somewhere far from home. I put in all I had and I paid every goddamn toll. I'm trying to make it off this. On this highway, trying to figure out life on this road. I lost all the love that I had in my soul. Trying to chase everything that was shiny and gold. I ran away from my problems, I know. Now I'm stuck on this highway with nowhere to go. One day if I come back, will I get to come home? If I promise to right everything that I wrong,
but this road kinda bumpy. Tank on here, my bank ain't the funny. All those times you had told me you love me, I tripped that, I see why you caught me a dummy. Now I'm stuck in the worst place, shouldn't have played with your heart in the first place. Yes, I still do remember our first date, had you smelling like it was your birthday. But I must say, I was me, but your vision was bigger. Alone on this highway, your spirit, I feel it. I meant it when I said your love was the biggest. Filled up my tank with the thoughts of your ear. On the road, trying to race to you, dodging these tickets. But kisses, just hoping to fulfill your wish. I listen, I'm on the road back to your city. Hey.
What'd you think?
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
Not really.
Really?
You want my honest opinion?
I do, actually.
I like the shibuzi part.
Yeah.
I really like the big plug part.
Yeah, no, I thought it was good. No, I think the collaboration was good. I mean, I like a good collaboration.
Well, if anybody came for eclectic music today, they've surely gotten it on this show. Because
yeah,
we went from everything from that to Christian to old folk political music to the cult to the 80s. We've been bouncing all around the place.
That's
so
not
is
a bad thing
a
sometimes.
Mixed bag.
Yeah, absolutely.
A mixed bag 30, of nonsense.
It's 30 years of nonsense. It really is.
It's just us.
But let's talk about, I'm going to just give you a little background on him. So he was actually born in Dallas, a Big X the Thug,
okay.
Or the Plug,
you
not
to
the
tell
Thug.
People who you're talking
Sorry.
About.
So he was born in Dallas. He's born in 1998, May 12th to be exact. He was actually looking to be a professional football player, and then unfortunately got himself in some trouble, ended up in jail. And while
That'll
he was
kill
in
your career,
yeah, well, and while in solitary, he started writing music.
Oh, he must have done something really bad. He was in solitary.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say. So he just spent some time in jail, and then he started crafting his lyrics while in solitary confinement. And at that point, when he got out of jail in 2020, he decided that he was going to focus on music and not on football.
And not on crime.
And not on crime. I guess.
Good decision.
Yeah. But it's probably the fact, in my opinion, that his ability to actually play football at that point was probably done. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, they didn't want him probably playing football at that point. So that's done. He moves on. He starts writing music. And I think he's great. I really like this stuff. I don't know. You said you didn't like it, but I really did. So
you're much more open-minded than I am.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, no, you are. I like what I like. And that's it.
Yeah, I guess
you like everything.
Yeah, I want to play for you, and I know, it's just a pivot. So Ozzy Osbourne had his last concert.
I literally said I didn't want to play Ozzy Osbourne.
Really?
You heard me say that during the commercial break, so now we're going to bicker.
We're not going to bicker.
You're going to play it anyways.
I am. But, so it's either that or Mary Black. Which one would you like, honey?
Mary Black.
No. Let's go. So we'll do a little Ozzy to finish things out. He had his last concert, and it's funny because I saw him in 2010 downtown in Toronto, and it was a great show, but then he even looked really rough. I think he's like 76.
Is he still alive?
Well, he's barely. He actually performed in a chair this weekend in England. I mean, he sat down and performed, which is pretty sad that that's where he's at. But I mean, I love Ozzy and Black Sabbath and that whole thing from back in the 80s. And I was talking about it with my parents this week, and my mom was like, oh, I can't believe, you know, you really liked that music back in the day. And I was like, he was super talented. And my mom was like, yeah, the music was good. She's just like, I didn't like the name. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. It's all theatrical and, you know, biting heads off bats and all that nonsense.
I'm literally scowling.
Yeah, I know you are. But it's all
it
about...
It should be on video.
Yeah. It's all about the theater, right? Really, more than anything. But anyway,
he's a showman.
He was a showman, and he was amazing at it. And his wife was crazy good. I mean, she is the manager for Coldplay and some other really big bands. And his daughter actually got engaged at the concert.
The one that happened this week?
Yeah.
Well, that's moderately interesting.
It is. So anyway, let's play a little Ozzy. We'll put you guys over the mountain to go out of here. And thanks so much. And have a great week. Be safe. And we'll see you around. And hopefully we'll see you at the Loaf and Ale. All right. Take care, guys.